everyone. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS at the Patriots Gym as we get set for another high school basketball doubleheader tonight, the Sandy Creek Cougars and the Adams Central Patriots. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. The girls' game is up first. Sandy Creek coming in, a record of one win and one loss on the season. The Cougars so far this year have picked up a win over Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 37-17. They started off the year losing to a very good Norfolk Catholic team, losing by the count of 66-38. That in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. So they go 1-1 on the opening weekend, a loss to Norfolk Catholic and a win over Grand Island Central Catholic. Meanwhile, Adams Central, they're coming in with a mark of one win and one loss on the season. They lost to Holdridge last week on the road, 49-32, and then came back last Saturday at home and knocked off the Aurora Huskies by the score of 42-34. So Sandy Creek, with all their tradition, all their state championships, all their banners hanging on their gym wall, but it's been a while since the Cougars have really been dominant in Class C1 or C2. They're playing in Class C2 this year. One thing you do know when you play Sandy Creek is they will play outstanding defense here today, and that's going to be no exception here for the 2014-2015 season. Sandy Creek will play very good defense. They've got two starters back, two senior starters back from a season ago, and Riley Morris and also Erica Harms. We'll get to the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Cougars of Sandy Creek, under the veteran Russ Dienbeyer here tonight, they'll go with the Sadie Swoboda, 5'8" junior. Swoboda is averaging just a couple of points per ball game for the Cougars. Then we'll see Riley Morris. Morris is a 5'2" senior. Erica Harms, one of the returning seniors from a year ago, 5'9" and a senior. Kristen Johnson is a 5'9" senior, and also Addison Kuda, a 5'11" sophomore for Sandy Creek. For Adams Central here in this girls' basketball game tonight, Jackie Fowler gets a start, 5'3" and a junior. Fowler is averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Brittany Wiseman, 5'5" and a senior, averaging 3.5 points per game. Josie Bumgardner, 5'7" and a senior. Bumgardner is averaging 7 points per game. Riley Bostock, a 6-foot senior, averaging 6.5 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. We'll also see a Hannah Fleischer in the ball game tonight. Fleischer getting a start at 5'8" and sophomore, averaging 6.5 points and 7.5 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go in girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Sandy Creek going to be dressed in their road red uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. The Adams Central Patriots will come out in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue and red as we get set to go. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our right here tonight. So the Patriots losing to Holdridge 49-32 and then beating Aurora 42-34. In action on the opening weekend, a loss to Norfolk Catholic and a win over Grand Island Central Catholic for the Cougars of Sandy Creek. We're set to go. Bostock will jump things off of the center circle here against the Krista Johnson, and Adams Central controls the opening tip easily. There's a long-range jumper right off the basket. Going to be no good by Wiseman, and the rebound is brought down by Sandy Creek. So a quick shot taken there. Riley Morris comes back the other way. Her driving layup's going to be partially deflected, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morris, so it's going to be Adams Central basketball. Took the ball right to the hoop there against Carly Bostock. Adams Central will come back now. This is Jackie Fowler. So with some wrapping on that right hand, she suffered a hand injury last year and really battled that. Had some surgery during the off season, and she's now just getting back to playing form here as far as basketball is concerned. There's a long pass inside. A shot is up and in. Carly Bostock scoring there for Adams Central, and the Patriots grab the early 2-0 lead here in this ball game. We played about 45 seconds of this one. Adams Central applying some pressure now. In backcourt, Sandy Creek will, after bringing up the floor, down the right sideline, get into the hands now of Riley Morris. Morris drilling to the ball, picked up there by Fowler of Adams Central. They Dribble right to left across the top of the key over here on the wing on the left side. That's Kuda. Her shot from 15 is going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds on the rebound. It's going to be Adams Central basketball. Last touchdown there by the Cougars, Sadie Svoboda. 2-0 is the score just underway in girls high school basketball action here tonight. High school basketball doubleheader. The Patriots, Adams Central girls playing three games this week. They've got Kearney Catholic on the Thursday night. Then they got Centura on the Friday night. A couple of state-ranked teams. There's an entry pass off of the fingertips of Bostock. It's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. That's their first one of the ball game. They averaged 21 per contest in the first two ball games last weekend. Sandy Creek comes back with the ball. Here's Addison Kuda. Left side of the lane. A pass out on top is going to be deflected. It's brought down by Bumgarner. A turnover on Sandy Creek. Bumgarner gets the ball to Bostock. She drives the ball. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. Erica Harms getting a block there for Sandy Creek. It'll be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway. 6:22 to play in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. And now we've got some debris on the floor. They'll have to clean that up, and we're going to play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Josie Bumgarner looking to get things in. She does down to Hannah Fleischer in the corner. Brings it up on the wing on the right side to Jackie Fowler down in the corner. Again, there's a pass by Josie Bumgarner. It's going to be picked off. Coming back the other way, a driving layup is going to be missed no good by Erica Harms. And the foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. Personal foul on the Patriots. It'll go on Wiseman. That's going to be her first. First team foul on AC here in the first half. Non-shooting situation, so Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Morris in the corner. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound is loose on the far side. It goes out of bounds, and it could be Adams Central basketball. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. The Patriots and the Cougars here tonight. Girls high school play. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots back with the ball down in the corner. Bumgarner throws it out on top. Now to Brittany Wiseman. Comes across the top. Hannah Fleischer dribbles into the lane. Has it knocked loose. She falls down, and the foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to go here on the Cougars. It's going to go on Sadie Svoboda. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on Sandy Creek. Into the ball game now for Adams Central. It's going to be Sarah Kruger, and coming out will be Jackie Fowler. 2-0 to score. 5:52 to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central plays things in way outside down to a Brittany Wiseman. Out beyond the three-point circle. Bounce pass on the high post to Bostock. Hands the ball back away to Wiseman. Goes into the corner on the left side to Kruger. She drives inside. Her shot's going to be blocked down. And it is picked up here by Sandy Creek. Back the other way. A driving layup by Svoboda is going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds. Last touchdown there by the Cougars. So Adams Central will play things in. And their defensive zone here with 5:35 to play. So a slow start. Just one field goal between the two teams. That was put up by Carly Bostock about a minute ago. There's a Brittany Wiseman back now for the Patriots. Comes over here in the wing. The ball is going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there was Erica Harms of Sandy Creek. Adams Central playing things in right in front of the Cougar bench. Just around the scores table here on the near sideline. Elise Keller into the ball game now. She'll inbound the ball. Gets it into a Brittany Wiseman. Sandy Creek in a man-to-man defense here in this first quarter of play. Carly Bostock has got it deep wing left side. Driving the ball. Now she's double-teamed. Jump ball is going to be called. Getting her hands in there was Sadie Svoboda of Sandy Creek. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Cougars. That's already the fourth turnover on Adams Central here in the first quarter of play. The average 21 per ball game. 2-0 to score. Adams Central is out on top. Here comes Sandy Creek back with the ball. Erica Harms has got it. Deep wing on the right sideline. Goes down in the corner to a Riley Morris. Entry pass deflected away. Picked up by Addison Kuda. Drives the ball to the hole. Can't put up a shot. Out to Riley Morris. Drives inside. Her running one-hander is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Keller. Elise Keller with the ball down for Adams Central. Down the far sideline. The ball's going to be intercepted, but she's out of bounds. Riley Morris got the interception, but she was out of bounds. Here comes Sarah Brown into the ball game now for Adams Central. Also coming back in is going to be Fowler. So Sarah Brown into the ball game now for AC, a 6-foot junior, averaging 1.5 points per ball game, 3.5 rebounds per game. 2-0. Patriots have the lead. Fowler brings it outside to Kruger for three. Shot is up there, no good. Long rebound. Kruger had it. She lost it. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Sandy Creek. Back the other way. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Svoboda. Her shot is up and in. Sadie Svoboda scores there for Sandy Creek, and we're tied up now at 2 points apiece with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. There's Elise Keller with the ball. Stops right at the top of the key. Being pressured. There's a pass down the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Addison Kuda of Sandy Creek down the far sideline. Krista Johnson has got it. Johnson comes out between the circles again. With the basketball there is going to be Riley Morris. Moves it over on the wing to Johnson. Entry pass down low. Taking a shot is going to be Kuda. It's off of the mark. No good. And a battle for the rebound. It's going to be a personal foul called here. Personal foul going to be called on Addison Kuda of Sandy Creek. That's her first. The team second. And a Nova set coming into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. Novacek, a 5'9" senior. Head coach Russ Neinmeyer and the Cougars. 2-2 is the score. Just underway in the first quarter. High school basketball with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first period. Here's Sarah Kruger with the ball. Moves it down on the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out of the wing. Long-range jumper by Keller is no good. Offensive rebound, Bumgarter. Gets it out to Fowler. Her shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Erica Harms. Harms has got it back for Sandy Creek. Gets it into the hands now of Kenzie Turman, who's into the ball game for the Cougars. Over here on the wing to Krista Johnson on the left side of the floor. Out to Sadie Svoboda. Out to Turman again on the right side. Fakes, drives inside. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to the elbow. That's Erica Harms with the ball. Now to Turman. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Kenzie Turman scoring there for Sandy Creek. And the Cougars go out on top for the first time tonight. 4-2 is the score. 3 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central back with the ball. Josie Bumgarter works over here against his man-to-man defense. Out on top to Keller. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Down in the corner. That's Bumgarter now. Her pass is deflected. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Patriots will play things in right in front of the Sandy Creek bench. 2:52 to play in the opening quarter. It's a 4-2 ball game. Sandy Creek is out on top. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Fowler driving the ball to the basket. There's a shot off the window. No good. Rebound Brown. Fowler shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Svoboda. Sadie Svoboda has got it for Sandy Creek. Outlet pass goes over to Turman. And Turman will bring things up to four here for the Cougars. Comes to the center of the floor. Now works to the left side, hands the ball away. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good by Tiffany Schwer. Ball comes to the corner. It's picked up there by Turman. Turman circles around, takes it down the lane. Her shot off of the glass is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's still loose. Picked up by Turman. Her pass comes over here, and it's going to be picked off by Fowler. Jackie Fowler has got it now for Adams Central, coming back the other way. Her driving layup is up and in. Jackie Fowler scores. Adams Central picks up the junk on the other end and moves all the way to the other end of the floor and scores. We're tied up at 4 points apiece. Early in the basketball game, a minute and 58 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, Turman comes over here to Sadie Svoboda, puts it on the floor. Her pass out on top to Krista Johnson. Johnson chases it down near the 10-second line. Johnson driving, takes it over to Erica Harms on the wing on the left side. Back out to Novacek at the top of the key. Over here on the left side again on the wing to Svoboda. Her pass is going to be over the head of everybody out of bounds. Turnover number two on Sandy Creek in the ball game. Here comes Corey Leposky into the ball game for Sandy Creek. 4-4 is the score. Coming down to the scores table for Adams Central, and checking in is going to be Emily Crable. So Emily Crable also comes into the ball game for the Adams Central Patriots. We've got a minute and 36 seconds to play. Here in this first quarter, we're tied up at 4 points apiece. Fowler and Bostock getting field goals for Adams Central so far. Turman and Svoboda for Sandy Creek. Here's Crable with the ball down on the baseline. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Reaching for the rebound is going to be Leposky, and she grabs it here for the Cougars. Leposky gets into the hands of Kenzie Turman. Turman across the 10-second line. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense. There's Leposky on the wing. Leposky comes cross-court. Over here on the wing on the left side down is Schwer. Takes it to the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Here's Erica Harms. Driving it down the left side of the lane. She forces up a shot. It's going to be good, though it won't count. Traveling violation is called on Harms. Third turnover on the Cougars in the first quarter of play. 63 seconds to play. In the opening period, we are tied up at 4 points apiece. Riley Morris comes back into the ball game now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Going out will be Erica Harms. Adams Central trying to reclaim the lead here in this first quarter. Here's a Wiseman with it. Starts off right. Now comes left. Stops at the elbow. Dumps it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Riley Morris. That's the sixth turnover already on Adams Central here in the first quarter. Morris down the lane. Has the ball stripped away from her, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul will go on the Patriots as Riley Morris took the ball out of the hole. Foul is going to go on Brittany Wiseman. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Patriots here in this first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation. Sandy Creek will play things in. This is Leposky with it now. Dumps the ball down low. It's through the fingertips of Schwer. Tries to chase it down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. The officials look, and they, let's see, give the ball to Sandy Creek. The Cougars will play things in underneath their own basket with 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek will get things in on the wing. That's going to be Leposky, who hands it away to Kenzie Terman. Down to Riley Morris, double-teamed on the far side. On the wing, Morris comes cross-court. That's a Novacek with the ball. 29 seconds to play. Entry basket be deflected away. Good job there by Bostock, and the ball is brought down here by Adams Central. Wiseman tries to dump it away now to Crable, and she has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Here comes Fowler back into the ball game for Adams Central now, replacing Brittany Wiseman. AC will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 4 points apiece in girls high school basketball. They get things in to Bostock. Bostock fakes and now drives it to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Carly Bostock's got a couple of field goals. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 6-4. Here over the Sandy Creek Cougars. Terman having problems with a dribble. Takes it to the far side to Schwer. Schwer down to the top of the key to Leposky. Forces up a shot. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball action here at the Patriot Gym. The score is Adams Central 6, Sandy Creek 4. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. One quarter in the books. 6-4 the score. The Adams Central Patriots out on top. Carly Bostock has got a couple of field goals and 4 points so far in the ball game. Jackie Fowler's got the other field goal for AC. Sandy Creek held just 4 points in the first quarter. Kenzie Terman has got two. Sadie Svoboda has got 2 points. So 6-4 is the score. They come back out here in the second period of play. This is the only game tonight involving the Hastings High Schools. The rest of the teams will be in action this weekend. And a good start for all the Hastings High Schools after the opening weekend. 6-4 is the score. Adams Central with a 2-point lead. Patriots have the ball to begin the second period. Kruger has got it down the wing. It looks like Sandy Creek has now gotten to a zone defense here in this second quarter. Or have they? It's still a man-to-man. Here's Kruger driving to the hole. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Sandy Creek saves it, but right in the hands of Bostock. Bostock maneuvers around a defender and puts it off of the window and scores. Riley Bostock has got 6 points in the ball game, and Adams Central has got the lead here in girls high school basketball, 8-4. Back the other way is Morris. Her shot for three is going to be up there no good. Offensive rebound, Harms. Her shot from underneath the basket, no good. Scramble. The ball is loose, and now we got a jump ball called. Underneath the basket, three girls hit the deck there, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Cougars, so Sandy Creek will stay right here. They'll play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be, looks like Krista Johnson's going to inbound. She gets it in here to Addison Kuda, moves to her right, fires up a 10-footer. Shot no good. Kruger had the rebound. She lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to save it was Kuda. She couldn't get there. It goes out of bounds, so Adams Central will play things in. Girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Jackie Fowler with the ball now for Adams Central, comes over here in the deep wing on the right side. They get it to Josie Bumgardner. Her entry passes off of the fingertips of Sarah Kruger out of bounds. Turnover number 7 already on Adams Central. They averaged 21 per ball game last week. And the two ball games they played in the opening weekend, the loss to Holdridge and the win over the Aurora Huskies. Adams Central has got the lead here over Sandy Creek, 8-4 the score. Cougars have the ball here in their offensive zone. This is going to be Erica Harms with it now. Bounce pass goes to the wing. To Morris, now to Harms. Harms brings it over on the left side to Krista Johnson. Dribbles down in the corner, gives it away to Sadie Svoboda. Suavota now to Erica Harms. Now to Suavota again, back out on top. We got a traveling violation. Traveling violation is going to be called here on Sandy Creek as they try to set something up against the Adams Central D. That's five turnovers on the Sandy Creek Cougars. First quarter, Adams Central hit only 3 out of 12 shots, 25%. Sandy Creek was 2 out of 9 from the field, 22%. Nobody hit a three-pointer in the first half, or the first quarter. Sandy Creek had 6 rebounds. Adams Central had 4. And we had 14 turnovers between the two teams in the opening period of play. And there's another turnover right there. Coming back with the basketball is going to be Swoboda. She drives it. Her shot's going to be no good. Misses on the layup. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Anything but picture perfect here in the first half here between Sandy Creek and Adams Central. And girls high school basketball, we got the boys game coming up next. And now we got a timeout called here. The timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Like Crozier Park Pharmacy, be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Other action going on tonight in the area. It's Silver Lake playing at Axtell and a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We've got the action tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The girls' game is now getting underway. Adams Central leading Sandy Creek here in girls' high school basketball, 8-4. Adams Central has got the ball. Their offensive zone. Bumgarner goes inside to Kruger. Kruger nearly tied up on the play. Now the ball is loose. Kruger picks it back up. Gets it out to Bostock. Dribble penetration. Kicks her back out. Wiseman for three. Shot good. Freddie Wiseman hits her first field goal of the ball game, and Adams Central goes out on top now by the score of 11-4. Here comes Sandy Creek with the ball back on the dribble. This is going to be Riley Morris goes over on the wing on the right side to Leposki. Down in the corner to Swoboda. Entry pass underneath the basket there to Kuda. She loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Addison Kuda can't find the handle on the ball. That's the sixth turnover on Sandy Creek here in this first period, or first half of play. In the second quarter now with 5:20 remaining. 11-4 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. AC has got it on the wing on the left side to Sarah Kruger. Kruger comes out between the rings to Carly Bostock. Bostock now to Brittany Wiseman here on the near side. Wiseman dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. There's a Keller with the ball, top of the key. Bounce pass down low is intercepted. 9 turnovers on Adams Central here in the first half. Erica Harms has got it down on the left side. Bounce pass out on top to Riley Morris. Brings it back to Harms down in the corner. That's Swoboda with the ball to Morris on the wing. Entry pass inside. They get it to Kuda. Turnaround jumper in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hannah Fleischer. Fleischer with the ball to the near sideline down to Sarah Kruger. Kruger dribbling with it. Stomps out here in the three-point territory in trouble. Kruger, two-handed pass goes on the wing to Hannah Fleischer. Fleischer gets the ball out of the hands of Brittany Wiseman. It's a zone defense now for Sandy Creek. Looks like a 3-2 zone, a 1-2-2 zone employed here by Russ Neinmeyer and the Cougars. Adams Central looking at the defense. Long pass down in the corner to Keller. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound Fleischer. She lost control of it and is picked up here by Krista Johnson. Johnson has got it for Sandy Creek. Johnson trots it across the 10-second line. Goes over to Krista Johnson over on the right side. Out between the circles to Riley Morris. Inside to Kuda. Back out to Morris. Swings it left side now to Erica Harms. Down in the corner to Sadie Swoboda. Adams Central matched up now man-on-man here in this second period. There's Riley Morris, dribble penetration to the elbow, can't put up a shot, goes over to Harms, down on the baseline, Swoboda drives her shot, no good, but she's fouled in the blank. And Sadie Swoboda will go to the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kruger of Adams Central. That's going to be the first foul on Sarah. And the first free throws of the ball game coming up right here. This is Sadie Swoboda. She's in a field goal for 2 points so far in this ball game, and she misses the free throw. It is no good. Sarah Brown back into the ball game for AC. Also coming back in is going to be Jackie Fowler. Bostock will go out. Sarah Kruger will go out for head coach Tim Barker. 11-4. Adams Central in the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Silvota. She hits one out of two. That's the first point in the second period for Adams Central. Over there for Sandy Creek. Took over 4.5 minutes. We're down to 3:35 to play. There's a pass to Brown. It's going to be over her head out of bounds. That's the 10th turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. 11-5 is the score. Down to 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Svoboda for a long two. No, they're going to say three. Behind the line, sir. Mercedes Svoboda knocks down a three ball. She's got 6 points in the ballgame here for Sandy Creek. And just like that, the Cougars are back to within 3 points at 11-8. Adams Central hanging on to the lead despite 10 turnovers so far here in the first half of play. There's a pass out on top, driving the ball. That's going to be Hannah Fleischer. Moves it over here on the right sideline to Keller. They work her back around the other way. A three-pointer put up there. It's up and in by Jackie Fowler. Fowler bombs away from the 619 area code as she hits that one off the wing. That's now a 14-8 ball game as Fowler puts the Patriots back out on top by six. There's a lob pass inside to get it to Kuda, and she can be fouled into play as she goes to the hole. Addison Kuda is fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line now. Personal fouls whistle on Brown of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Patriots. So to the free throw line will be Addison Kuda. There's Shana's up there. The shot is good. Kuda will have one more. Adams Central has not yet gotten to the free throw line here in the first half. 14-9 is the score. Girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. A good boys game coming up next. Scheduled tip-off time at 7:45 tonight for the boys. Here comes the second shot from the line. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Adams Central, but being attacked here in backcourt. Now we got a foul called. That was Crable who got the rebound. Sandy Creek scratching for it. They just called a jump ball, I guess. So a jump ball on the alternating jump. They're going to give it here to Adams Central. So no foul. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. Adams Central has got the lead 14-9. Keller mishandles the ball, but picks her back up. Keller has got it again on the deep wing on the left side. Gives it to Fowler. Bombs away for three. Shana's up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes over here on the near sideline. That's a Bumgarner out to Fowler again. She'll throw up another three. Shot no good. Rebound Crable. Follow shot no good. Keller has the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. That's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So the Patriots had three chances of the hole there and couldn't finish. Adams Central holding on to a 5-point lead. 14-9 is the score. With 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half. Coming back into the ball game now for Sandy Creek is going to be Tiffany Schwer. And going out is going to be Sadie Svoboda. Sandy Creek has got the ball down the right sideline. Here come the Cougars as they hustle into the forecourt. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be good. Erica Harms, it's a long-range two. Goes straight in the air and right through the hole. So Sandy Creek has kept the lead down to 14-11. With a minute and 48 seconds to play, Fowler at the other end throws one up from three-point territory from the corner. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Terman. She comes up the right sideline, loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Keller of Adams Central. Now to Fowler. There's a pass underneath the bucket to Bostock, and her shot is up and in. Callie Bostock gets her fourth field goal. Fowler gets the assist. And now it's a 16-11 ball game. A 5-point lead for the Patriots. A minute and 23 seconds to play here in the first half. Sandy Creek works with it. Erica Harms bounce pass down low to Leposki, and she's going to be called for the steps. Goes up against Bostock of Adams Central, and she's called for the traveling violation. So that's 8 turnovers on Sandy Creek. Adams Central has got 10 here in the first half. 16-11 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead over Sandy Creek. And the Patriots come back with the basketball. On the dribble is going to be Jackie Fowler. Directing traffic, goes over to Wiseman on the far sideline. Wiseman moves to her right, throws it over here to Crable, who throws it back out to the 10-second line, and now an over and back violation as it goes into the backcourt. Turnover on Adams Central, that's their 11th. Head of the ball game now for AC is going to be Sarah Kruger. Coming out is going to be Brittany Wiseman. Adams Central with a loss last Friday night in the ball game we had here on 1230 KHIS, 49-32. Patriots coming back last Saturday and beating Aurora 42-34. There's a pass by Sandy Creek that's going to be picked off. That's their 9th turnover here in the first half. 16-11, the Patriots have a 5-point lead. AC with the ball on their offensive end. On the wing is Sarah Kruger. Kruger Dribbles inside the three-point arc. Bounce pass goes out to Bumgardner. Now to Fowler for three. Shauna's up there. She buries another one. Jackie Fowler buries another three. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 19-11. 25 seconds to play here in the second quarter. There's a Terman with the ball. Terman down to Johnson. She drives, and a foul is going to be called. Johnson took her down on the baseline, and routing her in, picking up the personal foul is going to be Kruger. That's going to be Sarah's second personal foul. Team foul number five on the Patriots here in this first half of play. And in the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Flasher, and going out will be Kruger. Non-shooting situation. Sandy Creek will play things in here on the near sideline. Krista Johnson lobs it into the lane. Off of the fingertips of Leposki, it goes out of bounds. Turnover on Sandy Creek. They're trying to get it right underneath the hole there, and it goes right through her fingertips. We've definitely got more turnovers than points put on the scoreboard here between the two teams in the first half. There's Adams Central with the ball. Crable comes out to Kruger. Brings it down in the corner. Fowler again for three. Shana's up there, no good. Rebound is off of the fingertips of Bostock. It's picked up here by Terman, and Sandy Creek yank and a shot away as they come back the other end, and the first half comes to a screeching halt here in girls high school basketball action here tonight at the Patriot Gym. The score at halftime, it is Adams Central 19 and the Sandy Creek Cougars 11. You're listening to girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Is your equipment too big to go into your shed? You don't have to leave your valuable machinery outside all the time. So now's the time to give Square Deal Lumber and Hardware a call. Let Gene or Colby help you design a shed, shop, or garage. Check them out on the web at buysquaredeal.com or call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 to request a free quote. Know the difference. Compare the Astro advantages before you buy any building. Buysquaredeal.com. Check them out today.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Adams Central and Sandy Creek here in girls high school basketball. Not a whole lot of offense and a whole lot of turnovers here in the first half of play. Adams Central scored first to make it a 2-0 ball game. Sandy Creek came back to score the next 4 points to make it 4-2. AC tied it up at 4-4 and then had a 6-4 lead at the end of the first quarter. Adams Central then scored the first 5 points in the second period to go out on top by a score of 11-4. Sandy Creek came back and cut that lead down to just 3 points at 14-11 with a minute and 48 seconds to play. Again, the Patriots going on a little bit of run there at the end of the second period. They scored the last 5 points, and Adams Central has got the lead by a score of 19-11 over the Sandy Creek Cougars here tonight. Checking the scoring in the first half, only three girls have scored for Sandy Creek so far. Sadie Swoboda has knocked down a 3 and a 2, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the game. Kenzie Terman has got a field goal for 2, and Erica Harms has got a field goal and 2 points. Addison Kuda, she's got a free throw in 2 attempts. She's got 1 point. So actually, 4 girls have scored. Only 3 have hit field goals in the ball game. Kuda with just 1 free throw and 2 attempts for 1 point. So adds up to 11 on the board for the Sandy Creek Cougars here at halftime. Sandy Creek hitting 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Adams Central did not get to the free throw stripe in the first 2 quarters of play. They're being led by Jackie Fowler, who's got 8 points in the ball game. Fowler's knocked down a couple of three-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal for her 8. Finally, Bostock has got 4 field goals and 8 points. And the only other person to score in this ball game was Brittany Wiseman. She has knocked down a 3-pointer for 3. Adams Central did not get to the free throw line in the first half of play. So the score at halftime is Adams Central out on top of Sandy Creek in girls high school basketball. The score is Adams Central 19, Sandy Creek 11. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in the first half as our halftime show continues after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central, the Patriots are out on top of the Sandy Creek Cougars in girls high school basketball tonight. Here at the break, the score is 19-11. Shooting numbers in the first half, neither team really lighting them up. Adams Central is hitting 8 out of 22 from the field in the first half for 36%. Sandy Creek only 4 out of 17 for 24%. Three-pointers. Adams Central has hit 3 out of 7 from 3-point territory for 43%. Sandy Creek 1 out of 3 for 33%. Rebounds right now are even at 10 apiece. Adams Central did not get to the line in the first half. Sandy Creek was 2 out of 4 for 50%. The turnovers, we've got Adams Central with 11 here in the first half, and Sandy Creek, they've got 14 turnovers. Adams Central had no block shots. And Sandy Creek has got two block shots here in the first half of play. So neither team lighting them up. 36% for Adams Central, 24% for Sandy Creek. And we've seen a combined 25 turnovers between the two teams in the first 16 minutes of play at the Patriot Gym here tonight. 19-11 is the score at halftime in girls high school basketball. It's Adams Central out on top of Sandy Creek. We've got more on the halftime show coming up right after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Adams Central again. The score is 19-11. Adams Central is out on top of the Sandy Creek Cougars here tonight. Plenty of sports activity coming up this week on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Tonight over on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, we've got an area ball game for you. As Silver Lake is playing at Axtell. The girls' ball game is underway there. The boys will follow that one. And tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS, we'll have Nebraska men's basketball action for you. Huskers taking on Incarnate Word tomorrow. That's a Catholic school out of San Antonio, Texas. Incarnate Word at Nebraska tomorrow. 7 o'clock will be the tip-off at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. On the air with a pregame show tomorrow night at about 6:04. Nebraska women's basketball for you on Thursday night here on 1230 KHS. The Huskers playing at Creighton. 7:45 will be the tip-off. 8 o'clock will be the tip-off with a 7:45 pregame show here on 1230 KHS. And Friday night, we'll get our first look at Hastings-St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks will take on Donovan Trumbull on Friday night. The girls' game gets underway at 6 with the boys to follow at 7:30 on there with a pregame show from the Chapman Gym Friday night at 5:45. Then on Saturday, we'll have Hastings College basketball for you at home at the Osborne Sports Complex as the Broncos will take on the Dort Defenders. Women's game will go at 2. The guys to follow at 4 o'clock, 1:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHS. So plenty of college and high school basketball coming your way on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. 19-11 is the score here in girls high school basketball action. The Adams Central Patriots out on top of Sandy Creek. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. 19-11 to score. It's Adams Central out on top of Sandy Creek here tonight. 14 turnovers for the Cougars in the first, 16 minutes of play here today. Adams Central, they've got 11 turnovers themselves. So maybe a better second half in store for us here. 19-11 to score as we get ready for half number two tonight. Sandy Creek will have the opening possession. Cougars will shoot to our basket to our right here as we view it high atop the Patriot Gym here today. Sandy Creek working against the man-to-man defense of Adams Central. Out on top is Sadie Svoboda. Over here on the right side now to Riley Morris. Morris has not scored so far in the ball game tonight. Here's Kuda with the ball. Now to Svoboda. On the wing on the left side. Back out top of the key. Johnson dribbles it to the free throw line. Puts up a shot way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out of Bostock. Carly Bostock, outlet pass goes to a Bumgarner. Bumgarner cuts the ball into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Josie Bumgarner scores for Adams Central. And the Patriots now lead by 10 points. It's 21-11. Here's Riley Morris with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Boy, the Cougars having a tough time getting anything going offensively against Adams Central's defense here tonight. Kuda with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Coming out to Harms, top of the key. Dribble penetration. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is going to be brought down here by Bostock. One shot and out for the Cougars. Bostock with a rebound there for Adams Central. The Fowler on the right side. Fowler pulls up on the wing. Fowler stops at the top of the three-point circle. Has to get rid of it. She does. Out to Brittany Wiseman. Over here to Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Backs up near the 10-second line. Bumgarner drives it. There's a pass down to a Wiseman on the far sideline. Wiseman back to Kruger. Throws up a three. Shot good. For Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner hitting the three-pointers. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Russ Neimeyer wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central has blown a 13-point lead. It's 24-11. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place to think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS in the third quarter. It's now Sandy Creek trailing Adams Central by 13 points, 24-11. The Cougars scored only 4 points in the first quarter, scored 7 in the second. They've been shut out here in the first minute and a half of this third quarter of play. Adams Central has went on a 5-0 run to begin the second half. And the Patriots now have a 13-point lead. There's Swoboda at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. And a jump ball is called on the rebound. A jump ball is called on the rebound. They're going to go at him Central's way. So it's going to be the Patriots playing things in here in backcourt. They've got a 13-point lead, 24-11. The Patriots looking for their second win of the season in three starts here tonight. Bumgarner with the ball. Bumgarner comes out between the circles. The Wiseman brings it back in the wing to Carly Bostock. She drives it toward the goal. The shot is up there and in. Boy, no defense right there for Sandy Creek. Carly Bostock now with 10 points in the ball game, and Adams Central has opened up a 15-point lead over Sandy Creek, 26-11. AC has gone in a 7-0 run. There's an entry pass to get it to Kuda, and she can be hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on AC. Personal foul will go on the Patriots. This will be the first of the second half. Goes on Bostock. That's going to be her first. It'll be Sandy Creek playing things in out here. They get it to Erica Harms, and she's going to be hit right inside the free throw line. Another foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. This one is going to go on Wiseman. That's going to be her third foul. So three fouls now on Wiseman. She's going to have to come out into the ball game for AC. It's going to be Sarah Kruger. Kruger is in. Wiseman is out. Sandy Creek will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. They lob it out here. That's a Novacek with the ball. Novacek gets it into the hands now of Riley Morris. Morris over on the wing on the left side. Double teamed over there with a basketball. It's going to be Schwer. And it's going to be with her, Erica Harms. And then she's going to be whistled for the traveling violation. She's being hacked out there. That's the 15th turnover on Sandy Creek in the ball game. Adams Central has got the ball back here with 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. 26-11 is the score. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Fowler. Rebound comes to the near side. It's grabbed there by Novacek. Adam Novacek gets it in the hands now of a Riley Morris. Right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Morris looking at this defense. Morris penetrates to the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Swoboda. Her shot from the short right baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bumgarner. Long pass down the floor for Adams Central. They get it to Kruger. She takes the ball on the rack. Her shot is up there and in. Sarah Kruger scores. That's her first field goal. Adams Central out on top now 28-11. Adams Central on a 9-0 run to begin this third quarter of play. Krista Johnson now for Sandy Creek. Puts it over here on the wing on the right side to Riley Morris. Morris comes out between the circles now. That's going to be Harms with the ball to Krista Johnson. Johnson holds it. Now to Harms. Skip pass goes down in the corner to Swoboda. Brings it back on the wing on the left side to Erica Harms. Lobs the ball inside to Novacek. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Adams Central. That shot taken over the head of Carly Bostock. And now we got a foul called in backcourt. Personal foul here is going to go on Morris of Sandy Creek. That's going to be your first. Poking that ball away from the Patriots here in backcourt. Morris comes out of the ball game. Here comes Kenzie Terman back in there. 28-11 is the score. Adams Central on a 9-0 run here in this third quarter of play. We're down to 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Adams Central, again, driving the ball to the hole. Fowler loses control of it. Picked up and then lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Sarah Kruger. AC will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 28-11 is the score. Cougars still looking for their first points here in the second half. There's a shot taken off of the short right baseline by Bostock. That's good. Carly Bostock now with 12 points in the ball game, and it's 30-11. Adams Central is out on top of Sandy Creek. Erica Harms gets it out to Terman. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Goes over to a Johnson. Comes back out here beyond the three-point arc. Adams Central is playing his own defense to see if they can get anything to go offensively. There's Terman driving the ball to the basket. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to AC, running back the other way. Here's Fowler with the ball on the dribble, stops at the top of the three-point circle. Sandy Creek is in a man-to-man defense here in the third quarter. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 30-11. Josie Bumgarner dumps it off inside to Fleischer. Fleischer tries to return it down in the corner. It's going to be taken away from Sarah Kruger. That's going to be turnover number 12 on AC as Sandy Creek has got the ball back. Back in their offensive zone, Erica Harms on the deep wing, right side, entry pass. They get it to Novacek. Shot is up there and in. Anna Novacek hits her first field goal of the ball game, and that makes it 30-13. Adams Central on an 11-0 run to begin this third quarter of play. We're down to 3 minutes to go here in the third period tonight. There's contact made out here in three-point territory, but no foul. Jackie Fowler on the dribble. Goes in a high post to Bostock. Squares around to the basket. Throws it down in the corner to Sarah Kruger. Drives it to the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Another foul here is going to go on Sandy Creek. Now we got six players checking into the ball game. 4 for Adams Central and 2 for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Erica Harms. That's going to be her first. So Morgan Bradenkamp into the ball game now for AC. She'll inbound the ball to Sarah Brown. Down the wing to Keller. At least Keller, who's back into the ball game. Bradenkamp pulls up, shoots a little 12-footer off of the left side. Her shot good. Bradenkamp hits the field goal, and it is now a 32-13 ball game. 32-13, Sandy Creek trailing. Here's a Swoboda. Penetrates, throws it down to Leposki. Bomb pass goes back inside to Kuda. She mishandles the ball, and it goes out of bounds. I can see it was knocked out of her hands there by Adams Central, so the Cougars will play things in. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Girls high school basketball tonight, 32-13. Adams Central has got the lead. They get it into Swoboda. Her shot from 10. That one won't go. A rebound picked up here by Bradenkamp for Adams Central. Long pass ahead. There's Emily Crable down the right sideline. They work it back around. Here's Brittany Wiseman. Now to Crable. Back to Wiseman. Out here in three-point territory. Sandy Creek still in a man-to-man defense. Adams Central with a big lead here, 32-13. Brittany Wiseman dribbling on the ball. Wiseman looks right, now left. Now she's in trouble out here. Wiseman finally gets the ball away. That's Elise Keller with it. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Stops there. Goes to Sarah Brown. Sarah Brown now to Brittany Wiseman. Left-handed dribble. Nearly tied up. Gets it out here to Bradenkamp now. Bradenkamp over on the wing to Sarah Brown. Takes it to the elbow. Now into the paint. Now the scramble is on. She loses control of the ball. That's going to be picked up here by Sandy Creek. Picked up by Addison Kuda. That's going to be turnover number 13 on EC here in the ball game. Patriots lead by a score of 32-13. We're in the third quarter. Leposki with the ball. Leposki now to Terman. Back outside the ring. That's going to be Swoboda. Her pass is going to be deflected. And it's going to be intercepted. Wiseman has got it, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Wiseman got the interception. That's going to be turnover number 16 on Sandy Creek in the ball game. Another personal foul is called here. It's going to go on Addison Kuda of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. Non-shooting situation, so Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Wiseman will get things in to Bradenkamp. Takes it to the free throw line. Stops there. She's double-teamed. Bounce pass goes to Keller. Keller goes down in the corner. That's going to be Bradenkamp. Her shot from the short right baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kenzie Terman. Long pass ahead, way over the head of everybody, out of bounds. Trying to get it to Sadie Swoboda. Goes over her head, out of bounds. Turnover number 17 on the Sandy Creek Cougars in this ball game. We had 60 seconds to play here in the third period. 32-13. Patriots using an 11-0 run at the beginning of this quarter to stretch out their halftime lead, which was already 8 points at that time, 19-11. Here's Sarah Brown right here at the top of the key, and she can be tied up on the play. Brown was double-teamed. Any jump ball is going to be called. The arrow pointing in favor of the Cougars, so Sandy Creek will get it on the Adams Central turnover. Turnover number 14 for the Patriots here in the ballgame. Adams Central has got Kearney Catholic coming up on Thursday night in Kearney. Then they'll play Centura on Friday. There's a long pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bostock, and now we got a jump ball called back here in backcourt. Bostock is tied up on a play by Addison Kuda of Sandy Creek. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots, so EC will get the ball back here. Now with 30 seconds to play in the third quarter, it is 32-13. Adams Central is out on top. Here's Keller with the ball down to left side of the lane. Keller stops, comes out here to Crable, out here in three-point territory, now to Bostock. Bostock dribbling to the ball on the left side of the floor. Stops there. Free throw line extended. Comes out to Wiseman. 8 seconds. Wiseman has the ball tipped away. Picks it up near the 10-second line. Wiseman now in the backcourt on her knees. She picks it up. Gets it in the hands of Bostock, and the Patriots don't get a shot away here at the end of the third quarter, but a very good quarter for AC. They've got a commanding lead as we head to the fourth and final quarter. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. The score is Adams Central 32, Sandy Creek 13. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Sandy Creek Cougars went nearly 8 minutes without hitting a field goal, stretching from the latter portions of the second quarter all the way through most of the third quarter. They finally got one to go down. They were outscored in the period 13-2 by Adams Central, and the Patriots have got the lead here as we head to the fourth and final quarter. It's now a 32-13 ball game. High school basketball tonight. Brought to you by Husker Power Products, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings, as we enjoy ourselves here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth tonight at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central looking to go to 2-1 with a win here tonight to get ready for Kearney Catholic on Thursday night. 32-13 as we start the fourth and final quarter. Cooter has got the ball down low. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Cooter gets her own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Addison Cooter gets the first field goal for the Patriots, for the Cougars here in the fourth quarter. That makes it now 32-15 in favor of Adams Central. Josie Bumgarner with the ball on the right sideline. Comes out to Fowler, who sends it over here to Akali Bostock. Now out between the circles again to Bumgarner, looking to penetrate, drops the ball down low to Fleischer. Her shot is off up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Cougars come back the other way, trailing by a bunch here. 32-15 in girls high school basketball. Morris goes on the far side on the wing to Johnson. Out between the circles now to Terman. Back to Morris. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It's going to be chased down here by Bostock. Brings it back three on none. Shot is up there and in. Carly Bostock's having a good ball game tonight. She's got 14 points, averaged 6.5 per ball game last week in those two appearances against Holdridge and Aurora. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 34-15. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. But Cuda is going to be hacked to the arm, and she'll go to the free throw line now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. The foul is going to go on Bumgarner of AC. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on Adams Central. To the free throw line is going to be Addison Cuda. She got 3 points in the ball game thus far. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Addison Cuda toes the mark here for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Next one is going to be too strong. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Leposky, who dumps it down low on the left side. The shot is up there. That one won't go by Krista Johnson, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. The Cougars had a chance to turn that into a three-point play and couldn't quite do it. 6.5 to play in the game. Adams Central the lead. There's a shot in the lane. It's up there and in by Bostock, and she's fouled in the play. Forces up a shot with a couple of Cougars around her. She gets the field goal to go down. She is fouled in the play. Addison Cuda picks up the personal. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number four on the Cougars here in this second half of play. Carly Bostock will go to the free throw line. This is the first free throw of the night for AC, and she misses it. It occurs with 6.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central now out on top by a score of 36-16. And we got a traveling violation now on Sandy Creek. That's going to be turnover number 19 on the Cougars here in this basketball game. The Patriots have a 20-point lead. Carly Bostock leading the way tonight, 16 points for Adams Central. Wiseman has got the ball, dribble penetration of the free throw line, stops there. She's double-teamed, gets the ball away. Fowler down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Jackie Fowler takes the ball in the hole. A right-handed layup. She's got 10 points in the ball game, her first two since halftime. It's now a 38-16 lead for Adams Central, their biggest lead of the ball game. Here in the second half, Krista Johnson has got it out to Terman. Terman over here to Riley Morris, who hasn't scored tonight for the Cougars so far. Driving the ball to the rack there is going to be Krista Johnson. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. AC grabs the rebound. It's knocked loose. It's picked up here by Cuda. Her shot is no good. The ball again is loose, and it's picked up here by Adams Central. That's Bumgarner. She goes coast to coast. Her shot good. Josie Bumgarner picks up the loose ball and takes it to the distance and scores. And Adams Central out on top now by a score of 40 to 16. Here comes Sandy Creek with the ball on the far sideline. Krista Johnson moves it down in the corner to Leposky. Leposky with the ball high above her head. Lob pass goes inside to Cooter, and her shot is up and in. Second field goal of the ball game for Addison Cooter. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's 40-18. Adams Central in the lead. Jackie Fowler with the ball on the left side of the lane. Fowler dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Fowler goes over on the right side as they get it over there to Hannah Fleischer, who's into the ball game now. The Josie Bumgarner, she takes off, drives it down the right side of the lane. Now retreats out here in the three-point territory. Three-pointer put up there by Wiseman. It's off of the mark, no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. Tiffany Schwer coming into the ball game for Sandy Creek. Anna Novasek also coming in there as head coach Russ Neinmeyer going to the bench now with 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play. The Cougars were beaten in their season opener today, or this year, by Norfolk Catholic, 66-38. They came back the second day and beat Grand Island Central Catholic, 37-17. Being blown out here tonight by Adams Central. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in by Sadie Svoboda. Svoboda scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game for the Cougars. And Adams Central goes out on top by 20. It is 40-20. Here's Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman comes over on the wing, the left side to Crable, and now head coach Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place, not the second, but the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central hits 6 out of 9 from the field in the third quarter of play. The Patriots now shooting 45% for the ball game. They're 14 out of 31. Sandy Creek, they connected only 1 of 8 from the field in the third quarter for 13%. The Cougars are now hitting 20% from the field. They're 5 out of 25 for the ball game. Adams Central out on top of Sandy Creek tonight in girls high school basketball. 40-20 is the score. We've got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Sarah Kruger with the ball now for Adams Central in her offensive end. Shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half. The Patriots have controlled this baby almost from the opening tap tonight. Carly Bostock with the ball. Goes over to Kruger, looking to penetrate down the right side. Takes it all the way to the baseline and has it stripped away. It's picked up. Now we got a jump ball back here. Tiffany Schwer was a double team back here after grabbing the loose ball from Sarah Cougar, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket, leading by 20, 40-20. Bostock comes back in and hits a jumper from the right baseline. Carly Bostock on fire tonight. She's got 18 for Adams Central, and now Russ Neinmeyer wants to call a timeout as the Cougars are having problems offensively. He calls a timeout with 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Again, this timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. You know where to find them, 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Sandy Creek has got the possession. It's shot there by Addison Cuda in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to AC. So Kruger bringing the ball back now for the Patriots. 3:34 to play here in the fourth quarter in girls high school basketball. First game of two tonight. We'll have the boys game coming up next. Patriots out on top 42-20 here in this basketball game. Keller has got the ball. Now to Kruger at the elbow. Moves it over here to Fowler. Back out on top to Carly Bostock. She dribbles down the left side of the lane. Stops. Wheels are back out here in the three-point territory. A long-range jumper by Bumgarner is up and in. Josie Bumgarner knocks down a three-ball there. She's in double figures now. She's got 10 points in the ball game. It's 45-20. Adams Central with a lead over Sandy Creek in girls high school play. There's a shot inside the free throw circle. It's going to be no good by Schwier. Offensive rebound. Follow shot no good by Kuda. Now we got a foul call and the rebound again. It's going to go on. Let's see. It's going to go on Adams Central, I believe. Josie Bumgarner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. That's only the fourth team foul called on the Patriots in the second half of play. Kuda to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Kuda's now three out of five from the free throw line in this ball game. She got 7 points. She'll have one more. Next one is up there. It's good. So it's now a 45-22 ball game. Adams Central out on top of Sandy Creek tonight in girls high school basketball. Here's Jackie Fowler with it now. Deep wing on the left side. Cross-court pass goes over to Bostock. Holds it. Out of Kruger, top of the key. Kruger dribbles once, sends it over to Keller. Keller tries to take it into the free throw circle. Now to Jackie Fowler. Entry pass to get it inside to Bostock. Down in the corner to Kruger. Kruger dribbles inside. Puts up a shot. Short, no good. Rebound comes down to Addison Kuda. Kuda has got it down for Sandy Creek. They get away with a double dribble violation there. There's a Swoboda. Her shot off with a short right baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Bumgarner. Bumgarner has got it down for Adams Central with 2:09 to play here in this fourth quarter. Pass comes out on top to Sarah Kruger. Holds the ball high above her head. Now left side to Keller. Keller double team, gets it away, and then throws the ball out of bounds. Bumgarner was cutting for the rack, and they threw it out toward the 10-second line. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 16 on the Patriots here in the ballgame. Got a great crowd on hand here tonight, but I'll tell you what, it's been quiet all night long, at least for this girls' ball game. Adams Central got out to a 6-4 lead after the first quarter. It was 19-11 at halftime. Patriots led at the end of three quarters at 32-13. And AC now in complete control here, 45-22 over Sandy Creek in girls' high school basketball. On the wing is Tiffany Schwier, moves it down in the corner to Leposki. Jump pass comes back out here to the free throw line. That's going to be Krista Johnson with the ball, sends it over in the wing. We got a traveling violation. Traveling violation is going to be called there on Kaylee Yost, who's into the ball game now. Kaylee Yost into the ball game, a 5'6" freshman for the Cougars. 45-22 is the score. Adams Central is going to go to 2-1 after this one here tonight. They'll get ready for the Kearney Catholic Stars on Thursday night over in Kearney. Adams Central with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Keller, splits a couple of defenders, drives the ball to the rack, and her shot is up there and in. Got between a couple of defenders, got to the goal and threw it up there, and she scores. First field goal of the ball game for Keller. There's an entry pass deflected away, but Sandy Creek maintains control as Leposki has got it. There's a long-range jumper by Schwier from three. That's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Three, four players at the deck. Jump ball is called. And the arrow this time is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so it'll stay right here. And the ball game now for Adams Central. We're going to see Rachel Court's going to come into the ball game as Tim Marker is going to clear the bench here. Mackenzie Gangwish is going to come into the ball game as well for Adams Central. With a minute and 4 seconds to play, Sandy Creek will play things in. Pass comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Keller as he dribbles to the far sideline into the offensive zone here for the Patriots. Keller gets the ball away. There's a Braden Camp with the ball over here on the wing on the left side to Rachel Quartz. Entry pass. They get it to Gangwish, and she loses control of the ball out of bounds. Mackenzie Gangwish slicing down the lane. Couldn't control the pass. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 17 on the Patriots here in the ball game. Sasha May coming into the ball game now for AC. She's a 5'5" junior, so everybody that's suited up tonight is going to get into the ball game with Adams Central in complete control. There's Leposki right in front of the basket. Her shot is up and in. Corey Leposki scoring. That's her first field goal of the ball game. We're down to 34 seconds to play. 47-24. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a Braden Camp. They get it over here to a May, who tries to drive the ball to the basket. Over to Gangwish on the far side. Gangwish now to a Rachel Court. Now to Bradenkamp. Her shot for two is up there and in. Morgan Bradenkamp from the left side of the lane scoring there. She's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 49-24. They got 10 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter. Sandy Creek working the ball on their offensive end. Yost lobs it inside to Leposki. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good, and that's the ball game. The Adams Central Patriots win this one easily tonight. Kind of surprising fashion over the Sandy Creek Cougars. Adams Central wins by 25 points in this girls' high school basketball game here tonight. So the Patriots, they'll go to 2 wins and 1 loss in the season. They'll get ready for the Stars of Kearney Catholic on Thursday night. Meanwhile, the Sandy Creek Cougars, they fall to 1 win and 2 losses on the season. And Sandy Creek, they've got a date with Centennial coming up on Thursday night. That's back at the Cougar Gym. So again, the final score in girls high school basketball tonight. Adams Central beats the Sandy Creek Cougars by 25. The Patriots 49, Sandy Creek 24. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.